Hello, listeners. Thank you for tuning into this episode of Roll One. I'm your host and Game Master, Jake Lucas. If this is your first time, I recommend you go back and start at episode one. If you're returning, welcome back. My apologies for missing last week's release. I came down with the flu, which unfortunately took me out of commission. You can actually hear the start of me getting sick during the first half of this next arc. I tried to remove as much coughing from it as possible, but there was only so much one can do. On top of that, I only realized after the fact that we had an issue with the mic while recording. I've since corrected it, but the audio quality for the next few episodes isn't the best. Oh well. Just wanted to give you the heads up on that. Anyways, I've made you wait long enough for this episode, so let's get on with the show. In an attempt to demonstrate his brilliance, the Imperial mad scientist Dr. Avaris works to create a chemical weapon called Project Firestorm that has the potential to kill countless millions. In an effort to stop Avaris, the crew of the Iron Shrike has made a bargain with an information broker named Ven Ferranda, whom has sensitive information about Project Firestorm. The crew has successfully recovered the spice Ferranda wanted and now make their way to the exchange.
Alright, last we left off, you folks had left Belsavis, and you were making the trip back to Kalata to meet with your fine friend, Ven Ferranda.
Mm-hmm. Vena Kalata.
Ven Ferranda on the planet Kalata, yeah.
Yeah.
Did you like Ven Ferranda?
Yep.
He's not a friend of mine.
Caught in astral storms.
So, we'll roll light side and dark side points after the scene. So the scene opens up on blackness. All of a sudden you hear, wake up. Flint starts to shake his head a little bit and look around.
Oh, my mouth tastes terrible.
It's a product of the anesthesia, I put you under.
How'd it go?
And let's find out. We're going to roll Serta's medicine check to see how well she healed Flint after Flint's injury.
Did you read up on it?
Yes. Oh, boy. Oh, no. Well, so she failed to fix your arm entirely. There is one net advantage. So, you heal a strain.
I did that while I slept under anesthesia.
Well, you healed another one.
Great, I have 12 strain now.
Your arm, you wake up, you're sitting in a bed, and your arm is in a sling. I did what I can, but we're going to need to see a doctor.
Thought you were a doctor.
I mean, one who has facilities. I have nothing but first aid kits here.
Well then, I guess that's what it is. I'm gonna go get some water.
So you get up and you make your way towards the pantry.
And as Flint leaves the room, Bosch sort of steps out of the corner where he had been surreptitiously hiding and says, looks at Serta all excited and goes, so, robot arm?
She sighs and shakes her head. She just, like, closes the door.
Bosch is very disappointed and leaves.
So I assume Flint walks to the head. Bosch is with him now, maybe following him.
Mm-hmm. Hey, I'm really sorry about what happened. We're going to get you a new one.
I suppose the arm's in a sling.
Right? Yeah, you have the arm's in a sling.
A new what? What? No, I'm just going to get this one fixed, thank you.
All right, fine. If you must.
What's wrong with you, you weirdo?
Nothing's wrong with me. I just think, you know...
You want me to take my arm off? You're crazy.
I think it's already half dead, and I think it would be really cool if you had a robot arm. That's all I'm saying, and that's all I've been telling all the crew for a week.
Well, how about we rip one of your arms off and replace that with a robot arm?
Okay.
Would you like that?
Yeah.
Well, that backfired, so I'm gonna go get some whiskey and some water right now.
The camera cuts into the cockpit, where... Levo and Tumask are sitting in the pilot and co-pilot seat, respectively, with Gartatha sort of sitting behind you, sort of sulking because he yet again didn't make it to either the pilot or co-pilot seat fast enough. Mm-hmm. And you hear the two of them, Flint and Bosch, complaining in the background.
Both of you shut up. I will turn this thing around.
They're not listening. Yeah, and I'm not going to turn this thing around. Say, when we go back to Kalata, are you going to get in a fight in that bar again?
There's a good chance this one will.
Okay. Well, I appreciate your honesty.
I'm not very welcome there. I have issues with Ven. Who knows who's going to be there now? Hopefully we won't see Bramok again.
Oh, yeah. Whatever. It's just one guy. We're all there. I think we should be fine.
Bramok is very determined. If he lives, he's going to be coming for us. Angrier than before.
No matter than me.
As he says that, the alarm on the ship starts blinking, saying that you're about to exit hyperspace over Kalata. It starts blinking, then all of a sudden it pops, and smoke starts coming out of the console.
just wait. Just give me a second.
And Tumask pulls out like.
So are we still in hyperspace when this happens?
Yes,
we exited hyperspace.
You were still in hyperspace.
Oh, God.
Getting ready to come on out.
We're gonna overshoot it.
Tumask like gets like a laser kind of tool to try to like repair it quickly.
Cool. Gonna make a mechanics check.
Yep.
Difficulty 2.
Okay. Mechanics. I get to another black die.
Oh, it removes black die, right?
Yes.
Nice. So you pull off the console and you start rewiring things, and all of a sudden there's everything flickers out for a second.
What'd you do?
And then everything flickers back on.
Okay. What'd you do?
This one just wired the blue and green together. To be honest, I'm still figuring this out.
Not a huge confidence boost, but I'll take the results.
Look, I'm a slicer. I'm used to dealing with digital and all this mechanic stuff. I'm learning, okay? Give this one time.
Flip pokes his head in with a whiskey, his arm in a sling, and just goes, everything okay?
I can't fix you!
Just, he's like, Tumask, he's like frustrated with everyone poking around him.
His eyes go wide and like, he's taken aback. He's like, oh, okay. Bosh takes a sip of the whiskey and leaves. It's like, wow.
Bosh leans his face in and just looks at Tumask and goes, why would you say that to him? And then leaves.
Tumask, you're not very good with pressure, are you?
This one's not used to working with a team. I'm used to being in my own cubicle, taking my time, working by myself. It's a lot of personalities, a lot of voices.
I will say, I rolled which character's obligation comes up this round randomly, or this session, and it was Tumask's. So actually, Tumask, this is good. This all this stuff is sort of playing on your mind, and you're suffering from. You're gonna suffer from one strain.
Okay.
And I think your max strain the session. I'll double check the rules on a break, but I'm pretty sure your max strain the session is one lower.
Yeah. And that includes the one I lost.
Yep.
Like, so you're saying I lost the max.
Yeah, for now. Your max went down max. For this session.
Got it. Okay.
Kind of on a short fuse.
Got it.
Noted.
So the console is going. It's telling you you're ready to pop out of hyperspace. So you pull the lever. Pull the lever. The ship reverts. The blue of hyperspace just pulls back, and all of a sudden you're staring at a Kalata, which is an industrialized planet. It looks yellow and green. And you see stars and everything. You see ships coming and going. You're over Kalata. No problem. You survived.
Great. Really gotta get this thing fixed.
This one knows. I'll try to find someone better.
Maybe we just need to take time.
Yeah, if we can stay in one location for a long enough period. We keep being chased or seeking danger.
Yeah, that's true. Need a place to settle down, maybe. After this. Let's get this over with.
This one doesn't want to stay here too long.
Agreed. Let's get Kalata as spice, or Faranda as spice, and get the hell out of here.
So you take the ship and you bring it down to port. You message Kalata.
Mm-hmm.
Or you message.
You didn't have
damn it.
You message me.
You message Ven, and he says he gives you docking, like a specific dock to go to. Mm-hmm. And he tells you to meet him there. He'll meet you at the dock. You don't have to go to the cantina.
Cool.
If you don't want to.
Yeah, it's fine.
So the ship, you know, we get a shot of it going through the clouds, going through the spaceport, turning around over the spaceport, and slowly landing. And you see Ven Faranda there with two Chagrian bodyguards. Ven himself is wearing, it's almost like a leather vest, but it was a jacket at one point, so the sleeves have been ripped off, and it's pretty clear they've been ripped off.
Mm-hmm.
And he wears like a shirt with a bunch of pockets under it. And he has, like, long leather pants on and black leather boots on.
So Venferand is a leather daddy?
Yeah. Okay. He looks like he's straight out of, like,
does he have a cap?
I'm pretty sure the back of his leather vest has some sort of, like, Chagrian symbol stitched into it. So he looks straight out of, like a biker gang.
Yeah.
And he has two Chagrians with him who are just fairly similarly.
Mm-hmm.
Iron Trike lands, and the landing ramp lowers. Who comes down?
No. I'll push the, hover lift thing that the spice is on in a crate.
So is it just you going down?
No.
So Bosch, Levo, anyone else going down with him?
Tumas is going to come down, but he's going to kind of stay on the ramp. Like, he wants it known that he's there, but he really isn't looking for it.
Levo's going to ask Gartatha to come.
Cool. Okay. Gartatha also comes down with...
Also.
So they're meeting us, like, kind of where we landed, right? Like, they're meeting us...
They're already waiting there for you when you get down.
Like, down the ramp. Yeah. So Tumas will just kind of hang back, but just let his presence be known.
Cool.
Kind of, like, just, you know, a little shoulder on, like, one of The struts, yeah. Mm-hmm. Columns on the ramp.
Yep.
Will, you get the spice.
Yeah, we did.
Good to hear it. I see you're still amongst the living, Tumas.
Tumas just kind of nods.
What happened to old Bramok? I heard he went after you.
He grins, big toothy grin.
Bramok ran into some difficulties.
He's not dead, is he?
Not as far as we know.
I didn't see a body.
Well, that's a shame. Hopefully you did leave a body, because if he's still around, I'm sure he's going to come looking for you again. Hate for him to be able to find you once more. Anyways.
You wouldn't be happening to help him out with that, would you?
No. I'm an information broker, and who I tell what is also information, which costs my credits. So, speaking of, you have my spice.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see it.
Pop it open.
You open up the crate, and you see the stacks of spice in there.
Mm-hmm.
He walks over to it, looks down at it.
Good droid. All right. You wanted to find whoever... You wanted to find that person tied to Project Firestorm?
Yes.
Here you go. And he pulls out a data chip and he hands it to Levo.
Take it.
Seems someone working for the program's gone rogue. Decided to skip town and is now hiding out on Onderon.
Onderon? It's a separatist planet, isn't it?
It was.
Well, thanks.
Much obliged. Anyways, if you're ever looking for work in the future, I could be amenable to finding you some. And if you're always on the lookout for information, more than happy to give it to you.
Tumas, interrupts and just... This one is done here. We don't need to be doing any more business with you.
Fair enough. Be good, Tumas. I'll see you around, I'm sure. Come on, boys. Let's go get some Kala.
And they turn around, and his people leave, pushing the crate, and they depart.
Bosch sort of stares longingly afterwards, and he's like, man, where do I get pants like that?
I can tell you, he says as you walk around.
It's fine, I'll go
but
shop.
But it cost you!
I'll shop online.
He's an information broker, after all.
I'll wait for a sale at TJ Maxx.
Ironically, TJ Maxx in this world still spelled the same.
Yeah.
Two Maxes.
Yeah. It's not an acronym.
Nope.
Yeah.
J, though, is spelled G-I-E-A.
Yeah. So, yeah, he leaves. Okay. You're all sitting in the spaceport. What do you do?
I think this would be a good time to get supplies.
They have any doctors on the spaceport?
Foreseeably, yeah. More than likely.
I'm going to go find out.
Yeah, let's go find a doctor.
I'm going to find a... Just a crew member of the spaceport and ask him a question.
Oh yeah, you leave the docking bay and you walk around. Is Bosch going with him?
Yeah, sure.
Anyone else?
Good.
Nice. So Flint, Bosch, and Levo walk.
Just
Walk out.
Salty hanging out.
I'll give you a hand.
Early.
So yeah.
I haven't even smoked any weed yet.
You're able to... find a directory for a doctor, and you're able to find a doctor on site with a full facilities he would need to help try to heal you up.
Awesome. I'm going to head to this med bay. This one right here. It's on dock, blah, blah, blah. Got 43A.
Oh yeah, left 43. Right. Charlie, come with you. We could probably. I used a few stim packs in our last encounter. We could restock.
Yeah. While you're getting fixed up, we got a few things that we need.
Sounds good to me.
What do you buy?
I would like to find if there's a place I can buy protocol droid subroutines.
Sure. Make a. What's the check again to find things?
Streetwise?
Is it streetwise? Does it even find, like, normal things?
Oh, man. If you want streetwise, let me roll, because, like, damn, I am stupid.
I think it's streetwise. We'll say streetwise.
Feels like streetwise.
Streetwise, I get...
Like, skullduggery, I think, would be, like, too fine.
I mean, to pick the lock into the place.
Streetwise, okay. I get a yellow, a green, and minus one difficulty.
Yeah, depending if it's a legal thing,
yeah, you.
It might just be like.
What's the difficulty on that roll?
I don't know. Yeah, we'll say you're able to find it. It's easy enough to find.
Okay.
So Flint goes into the.
Oh, I want to buy something.
Yeah. The medical facility, and he gets treated. He's going to be in there for a little while. You find out they're going to need to do some like light surgery on you.
Should we roleplay that quickly?
No, it'll be fine. Right. So, unless you want to, there's a medical droid standing there behind the counter.
Oh, cool. Yeah, because we haven't interacted with a medical droid. I think this is fun.
Mm-hmm.
Your wound is going to require light surgery.
Oh, how long does that take?
I should be able to take care of the injury within a few hours' time.
Oh, that's fine. That's great. What's the cost on this?
Standard fees would cost for a total of 2,000 credits.
Eh?
Unless you have health insurance.
Sorry. No, 2,000's fine.
Fair enough. Please, come with me and take off your clothes. So we get a shot of you walking into the back room.
Everyone's
the
been waiting for.
The shot is just about you, like, just about to take your shirt off as the door closes. Leaving.
Yeah, we see those like V marks between your like pecs and hips, between your ass and hips.
The medical droid, it's that one with like the like weird clear mouth and the tubes coming out of it and stuff, and the one
blue
arm that's
sort
just
of
syringes.
And the clear abdomen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, the most bedsidey manner design you could give a droid.
Are there any non-droid employees of this
horror
facility?
Skeleton?
Yeah, there's a few.
I'd like to try and seek out the least savory of them.
Okay. There's probably some sort of intern who doesn't look... He has like a 5 o'clock shadow. Looks like he's been working for a while. His hair is sort of greasy and slick to his head.
Like when he was a kid, he watched a lot of VR, but now that he's an adult, he's like, this is not what I signed up for.
Yeah. He's no... McSteamy or whatever. I don't
sure,
know.
Yeah,
no, watched ER. I think it's a character, right?
Yeah.
Grey's Anatomy?
Why not?
Sure. Yeah, why not?
So I'd like to try and convince him to sell me some a few syringes of painkillers.
You want? Okay, make a negotiation check.
Are you doing this right in front of me?
Come up to you. Go up to
yeah,
the guy.
Yeah. Why not? I'm not. They're not for me.
Hey, can I help you?
You got any ketamine?
Hey, listen. We find ourselves running into some folks who we'd rather not talk a whole lot to, and you seem like the kind of guy who doesn't like to talk to a whole lot of people. And
he sort of looks around, just like, huh?
Anyway, what I'm getting at is I would handsomely compensate you. I know you don't get paid a whole lot for being an intern here. I would handsomely compensate you for a few syringes of anesthetic.
You mean the stim pack? Is that what you're looking
for? No. What I want is I basically want to make tranquilizer darts.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Make a hard negotiation check.
Got it. Negotiation. Ooh, this is not going to go well.
It's a straight roll. Oh no, it's not.
You got it.
Oh my god, I got it. But got with threats.
Okay.
Levo's very disappointed in you.
A success in three threats. So maybe the threats are that like one of the vials is way too strong, but we don't know which one.
I got an idea. So
okay.
He's scratching his neck, looking at you. Yeah, kid, you want to get messed up?
And I look at Levo and I just nod.
Yeah, at this point, I come back from looking at something like Bosch. What are you doing?
Well, you know, I mean, I figure we end up what's it called? Shooting a lot of people, and I figure maybe they don't all have to die. So
yeah, blasters have stun settings.
Really? They do?
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm still buying some drugs.
Hey, your droid isn't a narc, is he?
No. Far from it.
You look like a narc droid.
Bosh, can we talk for a second?
Sure thing. Wait here, okay?
Sure.
Just wait here.
Sure.
Like, what? Go, like, across the way in this hall.
Bosh doesn't know anything about blasters.
Oh, my God. It's amazing. Okay.
Bosh or Evan?
Bosh. I just want to say, like, right now, my name tag is sitting in front of Tom's glass of whiskey, so it's like...
It's not whiskey. It's ginger ale.
Okay.
But that's a fair assumption.
But that would have been... So, this episode, Bosch Trebia, played by a glass of whiskey. Anyway.
I gotcha.
You were saying...
Mosh, do you recall what I told you I used to do?
You were a security protocol droid of some sort, right? You were a bodyguard?
Law enforcement.
Law enforcement, great.
That's what the first two letters in my name stand for.
Oh, law enforcement. What do the second two stand for?
You know, I kind of forgot.
Vehicle operator.
Version 03.
Oh. It's okay.
Yeah,
it's
really not actually. I don't know that part. And I've never thought of it. You know what? That's not the point of this discussion.
It's not a
point. It's not the point of this discussion. Okay?
No, he's a volunteer.
Look, Levo, I don't.
Nope.
I don't necessarily want to do anything that would compromise any of your subroutines. But at the same time, I keep thinking how wouldn't it be great if we could take someone alive for questioning?
Possibly. I think there's better ways to do it than buy drugs here.
I see what you're saying. Counterpoint, drugs are fun.
As something that can't ever benefit from drugs, I don't care.
Well, when I was running around in high school, I mean, all my friends were rich Arcanian kids, and they all got their hands on all kinds of stuff. All I'm saying is, like...
Bosh, I have no context for your world experiences. I'm going to be honest with you.
You were never a teenager?
And no.
Bosh kind of thinks about it for a second and realizes, oh, wait, no, yeah. He was never a teenager. So you don't want me to buy the drugs?
No, I don't want you to buy the drugs. Please don't buy the drugs, Bosh.
Convince me.
I feel like that's what I've been trying to do.
Yeah, I know, but like by rolling a dice.
Sure.
Not my strong suit, but okay.
Sorry, it's a roll against something that you have, which is probably pretty
so
weak
what, charm?
Anyway.
Sure, if you want to use charm.
That's what I got.
I mean, I normally don't do player rules against each other, but you've also had you guys shoot at each other, so this is why.
I would say it's difficulty.
Then
one.
I'll use ranged light.
Shoot the intern.
What's
I'll Bosch? Show you how stun settings work.
Actually.
What's Bosch's
do that in the open.
You could have asked.
When I drag you away.
Stunning blow. That's my trick. All
right. So, Bosh, what's your discipline? Sure.
My discipline is 3 green.
Okay, so it's going to be difficulty 3 for you, Bosh?
Mm-hmm.
Or for you, Levo?
Mm-hmm. This is not going to go well.
Nothing.
Null. Completely void.
Yep.
I need my charts.
Then nothing. Access to this. So, I don't know. It's really up to you.
Yeah. It's a complete wash. 2 successes, 2 failures.
Yeah, I don't need an app. Sorry, what?
2 successes, 2 failures.
2 successes, 2 failures.
It's really literally up to you.
Okay. I go back over to the intern and I say, listen, he's not a narc, but he's really unhappy about this.
Okay.
Just, can I just get your phone number?
No.
Please?
No.
Oh. Well, you...
This is not going to be a regular thing. If you want to do this, we do this right now. Otherwise, goodbye. I'm on my 15-minute lunch break, and I've worked a 24-hour shift. Which seems like a lot, but this planet has a 30-hour day. So I got 6 more hours.
Alright, get out of here, McSteamy.
He just like shakes his head and walks off. Kids, I can't stand kids.
Meanwhile, while Bosch is coming back, you hear little kids, I can't fucking.
and you can't hear Bosch muttering, drugs, I really want to get some drugs.
I'm your sponsor.
I wonder what the moral of this episode of Roll 1 is going to be. So, while Flint is still going, did Bosch and Levo also want to pick up the translator module?
Yes.
All right, so you ask around, you go shopping, you find a store that sells old, used droid parts.
Perfect.
And, yeah. You walk in, the guy's there. It's an old human guy with a big, bushy beard and sort of thinning hair. Well, look at this one, huh? I haven't seen a model like you in a long time.
Yep. I'm a classic.
Yeah, well, someone didn't take care of you. Hey, kid, you should really get your droid clean more often. Practically falling apart and... What's that attached to his head?
What do you mean, what's that attached to his head?
He's like a weird brim thing attached to his head.
Yeah, it's my head.
You can take it off. And look, that's a completely superfluous part.
Well, but...
You know what? Don't worry about my head, friend.
All right, well, how can I help you two today?
Looking for a translator module?
Oh, translator model. You looking for maybe a protocol droid model?
No.
Like a model that would be from a protocol droid?
Yeah, that's...
All right, let me see what I have. And he goes to a shelf and he starts rummaging through things. Oh, no, no, from an M3PO, no. From an... Oh, this one might work. Let me see. He pulls it off and he holds it up. Like, yeah, I could probably fit this in you. Or you could probably fit this in yourself. It'll be 2,000 credits for the part. And if you want the labor attached to it, I could probably do that myself. I could do it tonight.
How much?
Let's see, another 2,000, 4,000 total.
You know, I got a friend. He can probably help me out. I'll just take the pot.
I mean, it's an unsanded part. You sure? It might be a little tricky to get it done.
So are you saying that if we install it incorrectly, my friend here may have a funny voice of some sort for a little while, perhaps?
No, I mean, he might be able to not understand language at all. There's nothing fun or whimsical about it.
Oh, shucks.
That's his ability to understand language. Entirely like, different part of the droid brain.
I thought it was like an additive thing. I don't know much about droids.
What would I have to roll to know if he's kind of fucking me over with that price?
Make a discipline check.
Okay.
Great.
Difficulty?
3.
Okay.
He's a businessman.
Yeah.
Wow, it's a failure and 2 disadvantages. Seems fair. In fact, he might be undercharging you.
All right. You know what? I'll take it.
All right.
It'll be safe and sorry.
Just the 2,000 credits, then? You don't want me to do the work?
No, the whole thing.
You want me to work on you tonight?
Yeah, sure.
All right. Well, we need to power you off and, yeah, I'll hold on to your droid. You can pick him up in the morning.
Oh, okay. Sounds good. That work for you?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to, and then I'm, Bosch is going to, can we put like a tracking bolt of some sort onto Levo just in case of foul play?
I mean, do you have one?
Well, his power is
on. I have my comm.
I have your comm.
Yeah.
Okay. Great.
I'm assuming you're done. So he powers Levo off and he leaves him back.
Mm-hmm.
What's Tumas been up to this whole time?
So Tumas is looking for a repair company for the ship. He doesn't want the best, but maybe like the second best repair company. So it's not too pricey, but he wants like really like because the
reliable,
really reliable. The guy on the last planet was not too good. The mechanic that we had doing some repairs. So he's looking for some sort of repair company.
Cool. There's a bunch of mechanics for hire near the starport.
Got it. So he hires a few of them, and he kind of asks one of them.
This one was wondering.
And he kind of looks around.
Where can one find holovids for repairs if one were interested in learning?
You're looking at an alien who he has a big bulbous head and he's wearing like this long shimmering blue robe that has oil stains on it, and underneath the bottom you see there's just a bunch of tentacles writhing instead of feet or anything. You don't see any arms. The alien just sort of looks at you and blinks several times. And he says something in an alien tongue. Do you understand him?
Do I? I don't know what that kind of creature is, so I'm guessing I don't.
You can make a xenology check, we'll say.
Yeah. What's the difficulty?
Difficulty, this guy, alien's a little rare, so we'll say 3.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
That's pretty good.
This alien is called a Greet. Very rare alien. Greet. You almost never see them. But you speak his language. And he speaks in a lot of, like, weird colors and shapes instead of, like, straight vocabulary. What you get is, like, you should be able to find... If you're looking for tutorial videos, you should be able to find those online, no problem. He could steer you to a couple that might be helpful, but, you know, he tells you shouldn't learn how to repair things from, what is it, essentially YouTube videos. you should hire a real mechanic, which he then offers himself to work on whatever ship you might have any problems with. And he starts going on and rambling about all of his qualifications in the sort of droning, monotone voice.
Tumask is kind of into it.
Okay.
Like, he doesn't mind how monotone it is, and he, like, pulls up his data pad, and he's, like, jotting down some notes as he goes on. And then, like, mid-conversation, he kind of, like, touches, like, his back where the red camera is, and the red camera droid, like, comes out and starts, like, filming, like, also the conversation just for his records.
Okay.
Kind of a thing. So it's almost like a filmed lecture kind of a thing he's creating.
The Gree looks at the droid, and his, like, body shudders slightly.
Tumask tries to calm him down, or...
You sort of get the feeling that he's like, oh, wow.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So then maybe he picks up some excitement in his speech.
Yeah.
I learn a little bit more from him.
He's still monotone, but it's a slightly higher pitch.
Great. So I follow him around, and I kind of shadow him as he and these other mechanics maybe do some repairs to the ship.
So you get him and his crew. He has a crew of droids with him, but he comes to your ship and he sees it, and his he's like a little mouth, a tiny mouth, and it falls open when he sees your ship. And he's like, "This." What he tells you is, it's essentially going to take weeks to repair your ship.
This one knows. We've been through a few things. Do what you can. I think we're going to be here for the next 30 hours, the day.
Yeah. Come back. Have you guys checked the data pad, the data you got from Ven Ferranda?
I don't think we have.
Okay, cool.
Son of a bitch.
Just curious.
So, you're awake.
So he's just like, okay. And he starts giving his droids orders, and he starts putting them to work, and you decide to shadow him?
Yeah.
So you're spending the time repairing.
Maybe gain some XP from that?
Nah.
Shadowing him? At least a 5 XP skill?
Nah. That's how this works.
Oh, jeez. Can I roll something?
I gave you 20 experience points last session.
Can I negotiate with you?
Roll it. Experience.
Huh?
Difficulty 5 red. So you're spending your time shadowing him, working with him. Serta's in the ship doing her usual thing, often keeping to herself. And Gartatha is sort of just like watching everyone and sort of just like lounging. He made himself like a little cot that he's hooked up outside the ship. And he's just sort of lounging in it, watching everyone as the droids repair things. Maybe he's just sort of like picking his teeth.
Is Bosh back at the ship at this point?
Yeah, at this point the door opens and Bosh walks in. Gartatha growls hello to you.
I toss Gartatha Ferranda's datapad and I say, what do you make of this one, big guy?
He looks at it, he sighs, and he starts going through it. Well, he's like reading through it and he sits up and he's pointing at it and growling.
So I'd like to take it back and read the information that he was pointing at.
You see that Adrius Bingo is the person you're going after. You remember her.
Mm-hmm. I do, yeah. Wait a minute. Adrius Bingo? There can't be two people with that name. That's such a weird name. What would she have done that the rebellion would want us to go after her?
You're finding out. She's been working for Project Firestorm.
I wonder if she knows she's been working for Project Firestorm.
You find out she's on Onderon, and the Empire knows she's there, and they're ready to close in on her. They're trying to capture her.
Yeah, she's the one that has been undercover.
Yeah,
like
it doesn't say whether or not she's undercover or not. You find out she was working for Project Firestorm, and she has since fled, and the Empire is after her, and they're close to tracking her down on Onderon.
So the camera just sort of closes in, comes close in on Bosch's face, and you see him, his brow furrow, and he's just like. Something like, I have to do a favor for an old friend, or something like that. It's like, or looks over at Tumask and goes, I don't think we have 30 hours.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Roll One. If you enjoyed listening, please rate us on iTunes, and most importantly, tell your friends about us. Also, follow us on Facebook or on Twitter at Roll One Podcast. If you have any comments, questions, or concerns, shoot us an email at rollonepodcast@gmail.com. Levo 3 is played by Tom Wilson, who can be found on Instagram with the name IMTDubs. Bosh Trebia is played by Evan Boshi, who can be found on Twitter at BoshTunes. Flint Cross is played by Alfonso Giansanti II, who can be found on Instagram with the name Fonzalicious. Tumask is played by John Barcello, who can be found on Instagram with the name John Barcello. Roll One is produced and game mastered by Jake Lucas, who can be found on Twitter at Jake A. Lucas or on stage with his team Candy Ass at the People's Improv Theater. The Star Wars Edge of the Empire, Age of Rebellion, and Force and Destiny role-playing games belong to Lucas Books and Fantasy Flight Games. All music is by Nerd Salad, who can be found on Facebook or on Twitter at Nerd Salad. Stay tuned for the next thrilling episode of Roll One. Until then, may the Force be with you.